Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast. We have a fun show on tap. I'm not sure if the guys will ask me about my recent pickleball victory. We will talk about, though, some of the training camp highlights, lowlights, overreactions, or is it justified? Speaking of being justified, Davis may have come around to Team Live a little when it comes to your fantasy football drafting squad. So another best ball draft on tap. It's a Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com.
Can you see the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Swolecast. This is the last best ball draft we'll be doing on the Swolecast before the start of the NFL preseason.
I don't think you got that approved by the committee.
Before the
start
of the NFL preseason, we were waiting for him to finish.
Okay.
Thank you, Davis.
Just you had me up in arms too, but
yeah, I know. Let it play out. Let the joke play out.
You had me in the first half. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, we are we're starting the draft. I'll share my screen just so you guys can see. When you take a look at my first draft until now, you are going to see basically a little baby plants become, you know, a pretty big tree. I've got the 1.3 on here. I will not time out any. Peter has the 1.11 and Davis has the 1.5. So
I cannot buy an early slot, guys. The run I'm on is historic anti-influencer level run bad with this RNG.
Okay.
Wow, Dave takes Tyreek Hill.
I know. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Took Tyreek with the third pick. Third and fourth pick is now a little bit tricky, Peter. Do you agree with this?
Yes. I think the cup stuff is a bit of a concern. I don't know. He should definitely slide. I don't know how much. I completely agree with Davis still taking cup there. I have a hard time. I saw someone
there is a huge gap.
I can't do that.
There's a huge gap in 17 game median projection after Cooper Kupp goes, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just got to pray he's going to be fine. Good medical staff. All the reports sound like he should be back at scrimmages in the next couple weeks. So enjoy your 1.5, 1.6.
Even if he misses 2 weeks of the season, does this really matter to whether or not I win the $2.5 million to first place? Does it really matter? Or $3 million to first place? I don't think so.
But you have hamstring issues.
Yeah, hamstring issues for
creeping back up.
Like, yeah, hamstring issues for a 30-year-old wide receiver coming off of a lower body surgery. But I'm taking the same approach to Cooper Kupp that I am taking to Jonathan Taylor, which is that these entries are negative EV anyways. I'm probably going to lose. So I just want the guys who I know are going to project for the most points in the weeks that they play. And Cooper Kupp is definitely one of those guys.
Okay, let's set the table a little bit. First of all, go ahead and like this video if you would. After the video's done, go ahead and comment, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. People know us kind of as a best, two finalist best ball thought leaders on the show in Davis. And you have to keep in mind that we also, like, our roots are daily fantasy. And so we have a whole slate of DFS shows coming. You want to make sure you're subscribed to that. And to that point, Peter, how close are you to 15,000 subscribers?
Getting real close, less than 400 to go. I think it's like 380 some more subs to getting to 15K. The giveaway though remains eligible on this channel. When this video is over, you guys can leave comments. That'll get you entered into the giveaway. And I'll notice, Kitchen, from my stream I did this morning, not that many comments coming in. People are getting commenting fatigue. I'm still out here drafting every team on stream, replying to every comment, and these weaklings in the chat, they're too tired. They're too tuckered out to leave comments anymore, Dave.
They're too tired. They're too tired to scrounge out 13 cents in EV. It's disgusting. You really hate to see it.
Hey, we got Davis, PJ in the chat. Said, long time pod listener, first time watcher.
Wow, audio listeners.
Yeah, we converted them. I do want to say that if you're watching for the first time, you will see this right here. This is the Tennessee Titans themed underdog shirt. Underdog sent me some team shirts, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get one for Dan. So I got a Jacksonville Jags shirt, and I said, Dan, this is Dan Bach. He's the president of Roto-Grinders now, the original OG of DFS, the godfather of DFS. I give him this. I'm like, did you get this present? And he's like, yes, but I already had the shirt. He didn't have to tell me that. He did not have to tell me that, like, he already got this shirt. I was a little bit offended when he did that.
All right, like, Kitchen, I wasted a shirt. What are you doing here, bud? You got all three quarterbacks on the board. You don't have a stack set up. What are you doing?
Ooh, I don't. Mahomes is going to be easy to stack. Allen will be easy to stack with Gabe's. Hurts, I can't stack, so not Hurts. I'm going to go ahead and take Patrick.
You motherfucker.
Oh, who did you have?
Oh,
I just wanted to back stack Mahomes.
That is going to be we got Dan Gasper in the chats, Mr. 05. We tried really hard to get him on today's episode. He said he's having he doesn't have a webcam, which is not an excuse these days. So we will have Dan on hopefully next week.
Does Tuttle do any other shows right now? Is he doing for any other content?
Tuttle is just qualifying for live finals and tennis projections.
He's on Grinders Live every night, breaking down Major League Baseball weather in August. That's sort of his.
But he's not on Grinders Live.
I'm saying, how is he doing shows if he doesn't have a webcam?
He's not. We got to get him. We got to get him set up. He got a nice monitor. And so with this monitor, it's like not one of those cheapo monitors that has a webcam like built in. So you have to have something plugged into that.
All right, everyone in this draft who's watching, we need to collude right here. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, everyone try and let me get Lamar Jackson in the 405, but we already got ruined.
Sorry.
I can't.
Why would you take Mahomes, Dave, when you could have given him to your friend?
I just told you my thought process. I'm letting you guys see, like, the wheels turning in my head. And I told you, like, if you get Allen, you're going to have to stack with Davis. And Davis is going a lot higher these days. He's not going in the seventh round. DB was in a draft earlier today where he got picked in the fourth round. So people were taking a stab on Davis earlier. You got, and then you have Shakir or the two tight ends. You got one of my favorite running backs on the board. You could pair him with Mr. Cook. But as far as stackability, Mahomes is going to be easy to stack.
So, how are you playing that these days? Are you a Sky Moore guy? Are you a Rashee Rice guy? Are you buying the
not
Tony
Rice?
Dip?
Not Rice.
Not Rice, huh?
No, it's Sky
Kitchen,
Moore.
Kitchen's the guy drafting 15th round Justin Ross. He's living a little.
Yeah. Have you fully capitulated yet, Davis? I hear the capitulation's coming on Justin Ross.
I mean, I've capitulated in the sense that I have selected him now in I still don't have him on Underdog. I've taken him on DraftKings once or twice. I've capitulated in the sense that Kadarius Toney going to the IR is, I think, going to allow him to be on the roster in week one, but I still prefer Richie James to him. I think Richie James projects quite a bit better than him, actually.
Do you get points for receiving fair catch punts? Like, is that a thing? Like,
I was talking about this with Karain and JJ and Sam the other day, and I kind of think he's just going to be a starting wide receiver week one. I think their personnel week one is going to be MBS, Richie James, and Sky Moore running the most routes, but the Chiefs rotate a lot. I don't really know what to do here. I don't really like taking Drake London because I prefer Kyle Pitts, but I guess I already have Mark Andrews. Huh. And I don't want Hopkins with Henry. All right, I'll take Drake London.
Come on, Dingus. Don't do it.
Do not do it. The best part of that is Dingus does feel like an insult Kitchen would just make calling another drafter a dingus. But in this case,
really
it's just
his name.
Just literal here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. setting Gosh. Kitchen up for the backdoor DeAndre Hopkins Tannehill.
DeAndre stack. Hopkins is a freaking steal.
Buyer beware, if anyone in this draft wants Chig Okonkwo, you're not getting him. Spoiler alert, he's going 20 spots ahead of ADP in this draft.
I thought All Kitchen right, was let's... has passed on Chig a decent amount in some of these early drafts. Are you back in?
No way, no way can Kitchen pass on him at 138 ADP now. Maybe at 125 he could have, but not now.
We're not seeing a lot of Chig highlights out of Titans camp. Like, it's all Hopkins, Burks, Nick Phillips.
The only tight end who ever gets reported on these days is Dalton Kincaid. every day, literally the top of the artist formerly known as Roto World right now is Dalton Kincaid. Another fucking Kincaid blurb.
The thing is for Liam, Chess Liam's health, these need to stop because Liam is just tuckering himself out with victory laps right now. Like, I don't think the guy has the cardiovascular to sustain the amount of victory laps he's doing on this early Kincaid reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I've capitulated on Kincaid a little bit in the sense that I will now take him when I've selected Josh Allen. Can we get the draft board? All right, I'm going to take – I don't have hardly any Justin Fields, but I'm going to take Fields after ADP here with Drake London.
The audio listeners are having a rough go this show too here. Kitchen saw one of them showed up in the chat and then said, wait, are all the audio listeners here? We don't need to tell what's going on.
And just a reminder to people, no missions today. We're just drafting.
No, the mission is to live a little. We'll get to that in a second.
You did tell me that mission before. I've been drafting off ADT, Dave.
I've got Reek and Higgins with Mahomes, obviously, since he in KC with that week 17 matchup. You got Hopkins, and I took Madison. Davis is going to get mad because I took him six spots ahead of ADP, but
He's hurt and a bad pick. Like, Alexander Madison, 20 spots ahead of his ADP that he had for all of May and June, ahead of his ADP now while he's hurt.
Davis,
you're an
artist. Who cares about ADP 2 months ago?
The people who got like way better teams than you. I don't know.
Potentially, did you know that Patrick Corain like drafted his team like a week ago this time last year? Like, well, we just don't know as far as these players are concerned. All right, so that's my team. Davis starts with Kupp from the five spot. comes back with Henry, Mark Andrews, who I love with that third round pick, and then Drake London and Justin Fields. And then Pete goes with the Piss Boys, starts Wilson, Amon-Ra.
I love Peter's commitment to the performance art here, taking Smith and Jigba ahead of Tyler Lockett. It's just, yeah. It's beautiful, Peter.
I mean, JSN should be going ahead of Lockett, but
no,
I have.
No, Peter, I know you don't even believe that. I know.
Do you want to look at my exposures?
I believe that, but I think you are trapped, much like me last year with the honeymoon drafting. I feel like you are trapped inside of the bit.
Davis, you think about week 17 correlation for every single one of your picks, but you want to play the median projection play with Tyler Lockett out of the game.
I think
guy who's going to cut this entire wide receiver room by week 17. How can you play for week 17 correlations at every pick, but not filter your player selections through the same lens?
Because I think that Lockett is just going to project for more points in week 17 than JSN.
And that's a bad take. If you want to sell me on Tyler Lockett being the guy early on, I will sign up for that. But if you want to talk week 17, I will book JSN versus Lockett points week 17 for any amount.
Let's book their establish the run median projection week 17.
What do you mean?
Because
how they project.
Yes.
I mean, that still feels like a cop out, but we can do it that way. And let's also
That's the game that I'm trying to play. Maybe you think of it differently, but that's the game I'm playing. Or we could even do their ceiling projection. We can even do, you know, how Leone has it set up to have the ceiling projection. We can do that.
Sure.
I'll put it in my notes right now. $25.
I said any amount you want.
Well, I've got enough of these with your DJ in right. chat.
We're Willis, my accountant in the chat. Will you please mark this one down for me?
All right.
God, it's really going to chat my ass having to send this money to you. Dave, you got a little bit of a Piss Boys team going on here. Oh, James Cook, 20 spots ahead of ADP. He's... David pulled up the Roto-World blurb and saw James Cook had the third highest, was number three on the list of headlines, and was like, I can't let anyone else get James Cook.
The drum beat's
pretty loud.
I told
you, I'm high on James Cook, like very high. So I could
handshake emoji you and me on our James Cook exposure here.
I could not let, obviously, towards the end, so he was not getting back around to me. And I need to have him on a lot of my teams. Jared said, Dave is living so much right now. Yes, I am. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about this because, Davis, some might say that you capitulated a little bit.
No.
With kind of where you
Absolutely
are
not.
Right now.
I
With where
I'm
you are
just
right
because-
now.
Just because I think that one of the edges that exists right now is player takes and evaluating player skill doesn't mean that I'm taking guys 20 spots ahead of ADP. I'm just being like, for example, I would not take DeAndre Swift really at ADP ever. That's a player take.
Okay. Here's what you said. File this under what goes around comes around. The field in best ball is quite sharp, and almost every good idea, strategy, structure is widely accepted. It is probable, if not likely, that the edge in best ball right now is player takes. Isn't that just another way of saying draft who you want? Like, forget
No.
about ADP?
No, because inherent in that, or I guess a priori to that concept, is the idea that you are still making smart mathematical selections within the player takes. That's the first part of that statement implies that you are doing mathematically correct things. If the field is not doing mathematically correct things, then there is no edge in player takes, and it would simply be using the math to create teams.
Let's
that
take a look, though,
points.
At what I did with Cook, right? You do not like that I drafted him 20 spots ahead of ADP. Like, you would not do that. Right.
Yeah, because there are 100,000 other teams that have better 2v2s than you.
Well, Davis is also drafting a full portfolio, and you're going to only do about three of these. So I think it is a little more justified.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, Peter, that is a good point. If you're only
you
got to
get your
teams,
guys.
Yeah, I think that's different.
Let it be known that I'm halfway to maxing the DraftKings.
Hey, me too.
Big draft.
Really?
Yes.
Who's your most drafted player over there?
Tanny. Can you check that in the app?
Is it Tanny?
No.
Probably Tanny. I would need to open it up with the spike week tools.
Can you check it in the app? I guess
not in the DK app. No, you need.
Like, oh yeah, you can. Peter, you want to guess who my most drafted player on DraftKings is?
On DraftKings, I mean, you just said
this is a literal 20th round pick.
Well, I don't know if he's going there. Is it Richie James?
It's Malik Davis.
Okay. Did I see our first kind of report out of Dallas that Malik Davis has the lock, like the first kind of like actual report on him being the true number two?
Well, it's more that two things. One, there was a video of the running back drills going the other way, and he was second. He did the drill second behind Pollard, but also Ronald Jones got suspended for two games. So I think that would have been the question would have been, really, it was going to be who's going to be active on game day between Rojo and Deuce Vaughn, because there's no reason to have Ronald Jones active if he's not the second running back, the same way the Chiefs did last year.
Right.
And now that he's suspended, Malik Davis and Deuce Vaughn are going to be the second and third running backs.
Right. The Deuce highlights get me every time, man. Deuce Vaughn
can't
highlight.
Tackle
it's
him.
So fun.
It is the best thing about training camp clips right now is watching his little body with the giant mushroom helmet just slipping through defenders. It's the best thing about Twitter
it's
right
so
now.
So good. Someone needs to put together a supercut of it, of like training camp Deuce Vaughn, and set it to some vaudeville music.
All right. Got the Mahomes, Sky Moore stack. I did not draft Tony. I drafted Gibson, also seven spots ahead of ADP. I'm getting my players. I'm getting the guys I like. Davis, you said it comes down to player takes. I want to know, where is that line for you?
Taking, if I like it, 15 spots ahead of ADP.
15 spots. That is the arbitrary line for you.
I'm just calling that out because that's what you just did. I would say, I mean, basically it's like eight picks either way, like roughly half a round, I think probably is where, and then obviously you have the,
that is so ridiculous that you think that player takes comes down to, but it's only a plus or minus eight picks. That's like half a round. You don't even get your guys that you want. If it's player takes, shouldn't it be at least like, I don't know, 20 spots? So you get,
well,
like,
and it also
want, especially later on in drafts.
It's also, that's the thing, is it's also a sliding scale. Like taking an eighth round guy in the sixth round mathematically is much worse than taking a 16th round guy in the 14th round.
Explain this to me. Like, if I think that James Cook is going to be this year's Tony Pollard, and I draft him 20 spots ahead of ADP, and he becomes this year's Tony Pollard,
you still have 100,000 teams that are better than you because they have a sixth round projected player with your eighth round James Cook. You are purposely drafting teams that are worse than your opponents.
Not if I hit on the other guy.
It's like, Dave, it would be like, it would be like playing a DraftKings head to head and your opponent gets $1,000 extra salary versus you. Doesn't mean you can't win. It just means your team is much worse.
Isn't the goal though to be, I still don't understand like how you want to try to be unique and draft within ADP. I think you have to hit on all your picks.
I mean, have you even done the math on how many possible permutations of teams there are? Like it's unbelievable. Like uniqueness of course matters, but it's very, very hard after the sliding doors of four rounds.
Let's say that three players are going to be key to advancing to the championship, to winning. And so you limit all the lineups to just those teams that have three players. And let's say that two of the three players are within the same round right now, ADP, and they have been for the majority of the season. And you have to take one of those, at least one of those, before or after.
David, you already lost me. That was too convoluted. Explain that in a more concise way.
I'm saying like the guys that you need, you just said it comes down to player takes, but not player takes if it means drafting a round earlier.
So for example, I'm on the clock right now, very clear, delineation here. I've got Devin Achane as a correlation option, and Elijah Mitchell would be also another great pick. And if you consistently took one over the other at ADP, you would still be making a player take decision within ADP range.
I know people are talking about Pete not talking right now, but I know it's just because he's on team ADP. But he doesn't feel comfortable right now taking Davis's back, because Davis is speaking out of both sides of his mouth.
I think I balanced my range. I just gave a very, very firm I love JSN player take while still drafting him within the range of where he normally goes. I've also taken JSN in the fourth round of drafts with Sean before. So I'm all over the place. I do think, Kitchen going to snipe A-Chain there from Davis.
Well, I did draft Tyreek, so just need to balance him with probably likely at the end. Go ahead, though, Pete.
Oh, I was going to say, we had some good boots on the ground in the chat from our guy Travis. Was apparently at Dallas Cowboys training camp yesterday with his 8-year-old. Legit asked me who the small guy was on the Cowboys. As small as Vaughn looks on tape, he's smaller. Also gave us some reporting that Tony Pollard is a man of the people, took time to sign autographs for all the kids. So
yes, Tony.
Yes.
Oh, let's see here. This is that gross range. This is a really gross
range. Take
whoever
you want. Take Tannehill here.
I'm going to take Jacoby.
You motherfucker.
What? Why are you getting mad at me?
I needed a Colts Raiders bring back.
Wow. There's always Hunter Renfro for you, Davis.
Yeah.
Starts. Hunter Renfro.
Got Hunter Renfro starred in here.
That'll do. Is Hunter Renfro getting traded?
No, he's just running the nastiest routes in training camp, dude. Don't you read training camp blurbs?
It's honestly, like, even as someone, like, I'm writing the Fantasy Life newsletter tomorrow, so I go through my list and I'm trying to, like, bookmark, like, stuff and new. And it's just, the fire hose is too much, man. There is too much reporting. Every single team has, like, 500 tweets about every single play that happens. I'm like, it's too much.
Will Levis looking good out there? You look at.
There's no way that's true. That's got it. You had to.
No, past two practices, like, that's like the drumbeat. Is that Will Levis is looking good? And
the updates on Malik Willis? Is he going to be in the USFL next year?
He's clearly moved down to number three. So, let's talk about this Broncos situation.
Peter's bags are packed on this Broncos situation.
Were you in on Sutton earlier? Mims, Dulcich, like, has this moved at all for you, Peter?
Well, I mean, it's broken well for me because I'm very, very heavy on the Broncos, and Tim Patrick was my lightest Broncos exposure of all of them. So yes, it's shaking out decently for me there. Are we still drafting Rondale Moore? I think I'm going to take him.
It's really nice. What I like about Rondale is that when you're in jail at quarterback, you can take Rondale Moore and then hopium yourself that Kyler Murray will give you the quarterback one ceiling in the 3-week sprint. That's the situation. Like, when Lawrence goes ahead of ADP, like when you just get robbed at quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been drafting more and more Kyler. And you can also get free Michael Wilson, even on DraftKings.
I took him today on my stream.
You did?
Michael
Do you
Wilson,
remember when Davis said he'd rather have Dortch over...
Taking Michael Wilson on DraftKings when Greg Dortch is right there is some left bell curve behavior.
Davis, Michael Wilson's running with the ones already as a rookie.
Greg Dortch is going to average like 13.5 PPR points per start. No one bet me on that.
I don't think that's true. What about like reports like Tank Bigsby?
Like, what was the report on that? Just that he was catching some passes or
goal line work.
Goal line work.
Oh. Man, if he's getting passes at goal line work, like, what are they turning Travis Etienne into?
They're turning Travis Etienne into Najee Harris just for, like, for
LeGarrette Blount? I mean, or no, that would have goal line work at least associated with it.
He'd be last year's Damian Harris. He'd be Damian Harris losing all the good stuff to Ramondre.
Well, I guess we just need Travis Etienne to sun run like 6 40-yard touchdowns this year.
I mean, that's basically my whole strategy with what's his name? Kenneth Walker, is that he just sun runs 10 60-yard touchdowns. I also just realized I've made a huge mistake here. My plan at tight end was 2 week 13 bye guys with Kmet and Mark Andrews. What would you do, Peter? Would you skip Kmet or do a 3 tight end team?
I don't mind doing the 3 tight end just because there's so many good ones in that 18th round. Whereas if you're not super behind structurally, then just getting the.
I am behind structurally. My running backs are Derrick Henry, suspended Alvin Kamara, and a stone handcuff in Elijah Mitchell.
I think you're short selling Eli Mitchell's early season floor. I think he's going to get 10 plus touches right out of their gate.
And I guess in games that they're winning, I mean, that's what happened last year, but it feels sort of fraught in the sense that they could also, like, the Purdy stuff. You want to talk about a guy who is not getting glowing reviews in camp every day with Brock Purdy. It's like, it's not good.
Yeah. What were they're just attributing it to rust? He's got to knock the rust off right now. Is that what I'm saying?
Some of the beat writers are saying it's just that the defense is so good that, like, the offense is way behind right now because the 49ers defense is so good.
Mm. I do think it's like, I mean, some of the stuff out of training camp, it's like, did you see the one today I saw too? Like Ramondre is just like not getting the ball. They're just like not using him. And like,
yeah, file that under nothing. That doesn't matter.
But that's the thing. But then everyone wants to react about Tyquan Thornton not doing it. But then we will arbitrarily be like, it's not a big deal for Ramondre. It's just so funny how we apply.
Well, because you can paint a line for why that is, which is they have a real battle for who's going to be, they don't actually, I would say Bill Belichick right now, if you got him to give you a straight answer, he would say, I have no idea who is going to play in this backfield with Ramondre between Strong, Montgomery, and Kevin Harris. Like he or Zeke or Fournette or whoever.
Let's just remind people with the Hall of Fame game coming up, at possibly the biggest overreaction last year that led to missing out on a league winner. And that was when Josh Jacobs.
I can't believe that's played a year anniversary of that.
Played in the Hall of Fame game. They play multiple quarters too.
It was like into the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, into the third quarter. And people were like, well, if he's playing into the third, they have no use for him at all. And stay away. And so, you know, we're almost a year anniversary of that. They've already said though, I think at this Hall of Fame game, that it, like, starters won't be playing, I don't think. So we'll see what happens there. Your structurally comment though reminds me, the most low T answer for I don't like a player happened last week, or no, this week on the ship chasing show with Karain and JJ and you, Davis and Sam, when Karain said, like, structurally he's just not someone I'm looking at, or something like that. But it was like, just say you don't like the guy. Just say you don't like the player. That's all I'm asking.
See, Kitchen, I do want to agree with you because it is used as a crutch. I will certainly give you that. However, hang on, I'm just checking out something here on this team. That literally happens in spots, right? Where, like I mentioned this, I like DeAndre Swift. I want to get more of him. I have way more Rashad Penny because it's way easier to spend a 10th or 11th round pick on Rashad Penny than it is a 6th or 7th round pick on DeAndre Swift, where there is a legitimate wide receiver club. So I would use the crutch of saying structurally it's hard for me to get on DeAndre Swift, even though I like him in a vacuum.
If you like him in a vacuum, then take him on a team that you're drafting. I just do not buy it.
We're not drafting players in a vacuum, though, Dave. We're putting together.
Yeah, you don't just get to just get to thumbs up or thumbs down, guys. That's not how it works.
You've already said you're going to diversify, though, right,
Dave? But you can, if you want to play the thumbs up, thumbs down, you go to the pick'em lobby. You go bet the over unders, the higher lowers. on the season-long props. That's how you thumbs up an individual player.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Taysom's still around.
Yeah, we're drafting, Dave, you're drafting lineups, not players, buddy.
Well, and each lineup has a story to tell. And so you would tell that story as far as DeAndre Swift is going to be the alpha play in Philly, and let's build around that. So like, if you like him, you should draft one of your 150 teams to correlate to the story that you're telling. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of, we got Singletary I can bring back. I'll probably need to do that. Well, no, you got Woods. Ooh, tough. Okay.
Talk about low T picks. Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Dave, I don't like him.
I don't have a lot of Singletary.
I just dislike him. I just classic Dave getting kowtowed by the ADP bros, taking Devin Singletary 10 spots
it's
after
not,
ADP. He couldn't.
No.
Just value hound Dave. Give him the awu. Value hound Dave. You know how it is.
I was looking at possible options for.
You didn't want to take Tajay Spears, you know, because you didn't want to reach.
Honestly, I should have taken Tajay. This is where not having my custom rankings is like hurting me. I wanted to have just go straight off of it and live a little based on, but I should have. And now I can't.
Poor Kishan.
You know who I keep taking? I'm not going to say it until Dave picks because I don't want him to wise up. But can it, to me, I just think Gainwell is such a good bet. Because Gainwell,
he's much better on DraftKings though. Much.
I just think Gainwell is the bet that DeAndre Swift is a guy that coaches don't want to play. I think he's the best play if you don't like Swift, which I don't really.
Well, and if you think that anything happens with Penny. Well, now, but now yeah, you've got drum beats like with Sermon also. Right?
No, so, no. That's Elliot Shore Parks, who is the worst beat writer in the country. Elliot Shore Parks, if you're listening to this, you're bad at your job. You should do better.
Oh my god!
He sucks, dude.
That was rough, dude.
I mean, dude. It's like my job to interpret from these guys, and he is amongst the worst at communicating what the team is actually doing.
Okay, let's look at what we've got. Again, based on the high ceiling team that I'm drafting right now, I got Jacoby Myers.
Man,
Jonathan
the audio
Mingo,
listeners are in hell right now. They've got nothing.
Gerald Everett, Devin Singletary, who's not a high ceiling guy, and Khalil Shakur. Like, we already updated them earlier, so I'm just talking about recent picks. Davis. I feel like Davis's team is fairly solid. Gets Fields and Richardson. Gets Kamara in the 8th. Pickens in the 7th. Pittman I don't like, but he wanted to stack him with Richardson. Mitchell, Mooney, Rice, Kmet, Foreman, Gainwell. Yikes. I like the first
Pittman,
half of your
Pittman
draft,
Richardson,
Davis.
Pittman Richardson is just the total get-out-of-jail-free card for when you don't have an elite quarterback. It's just as Pittman has gotten cheaper, and Richardson's gotten cheaper. It is just totally like it's screenshot armor, so that when people look at your team, when they screenshot it, they're like, well, you know, he's got some upside with quarterback and a stack. That's really all it is.
Peter, with JSN and Lockett and pairs him with Geno, also has Goff. And did you, yeah, you had,
you got the Lions Ra. Onslaught going.
Yeah. And LaPorta.
Amon I Ra, saw LaPorta and Gibbs.
Giving you guys a little peek into how the sausage was made. I do see the projections team working in real time for RG. Tuttle is one of those guys.
We got 16th round Justin Ross. It's officially
wow.
season. We've yeah. got 16th round Justin Ross. I can't. I just. Oh my god.
Anyways, Tuttle said LaPorta to the moon. Basically, he was taking a look at all the Lions pass catchers. Just not a lot of meat on that bone.
No, I mean, I think that's the wrong way to interpret LaPorta, because his median projection is so bad because he's going to start the season playing behind Brock Wright, but he does have an insanely good ceiling projection, I think.
Well, I mean, you should be on Brock Wright though, right? Like, that's kind of like the Lockett stuff. You just bank those points early in the season.
Fuck
like,
out of here.
I mean, Brock Wright, Tyler Lockett, get those
I'm going to at everyone about James Mitchell. I'm going to got to at the entire Discord about James Mitchell.
What? Where did the board go? Like, what's going on with this stream?
I'm trying to draft right now. Hold your horses.
We're streaming a draft, so the people should be able to see. What's
I'm draft. I'm literally on my pick. I can't show the board if I'm on my pick.
Dave took an unstacked Bryce Young because he just panicked.
Is that what I did?
He just panicked.
I took an unstacked.
Oh, you got Mingo. Okay.
I drafted Mingo 10 spots above ADP, just triggering. Now LaPorta to the moon is the wrong way to interpret it. He has a high ceiling. That's from
looking at projections. If you're looking at median
Tuttle, projections, please come on this show. Gosh, I need some Tuttle just to basically keep Davis in check. That's what Tuttle's good at. Tuttle's always been good. We're going on year 10. Tuttle's always been good at keeping Davis in check.
Damn.
Oh boy.
All right, Kitchen. Talk us through how the sausage gets made.
We need a stud. We need a stud right here.
Good luck. And, good luck as you filter to the wide receiver.
I need a stud and then click CEH.
Sosa, clip that. Sosa, clip that. That's our social media clip for the week, bud.
Davis, you draft CEH as well. I don't want to hear it. I've been beating the drum for CEH. He's the unsexy guy that you need.
I've got 1% CEH. I mean, I get the theory.
I just saw a screenshot that you had with him, like literally today.
Yeah, I've got him on $78 worth of drafts. So that's about 1%.
Okay, but you just drafted him, is what I'm saying.
I get the theory. I mean, the theory is that he gives you some early season production while Jerick McKinnon figures himself out. I'm surprised you wouldn't be more of a ceiling bro and take Denarik Prince.
No. I think that CEH is his value for what he is. He could just be easily like the touchdown back in Kansas City if something happens to Pacheco. And that is like, it's going to be very valuable.
Well, no, it would be McKinnon, but
it would not.
It would
maybe during playoff season. I don't think that we can really bank on McKinnon being like the same. Well, first of all, he's a playoff only guy, right?
I mean, I think he scored 8 touchdowns in the last 6 weeks of the regular season last year. So probably not.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is like later on, like they're going to ease him into it. He's not going to have a heavy workload to start the season. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think he's a bad pick, but the idea of coming in saying I need to make a high ceiling pick and then picking Clyde, it doesn't. It doesn't exactly line up.
Yeah, Charlie, line of scrimmage says CEH, this year's McKinnon. There you go.
We don't know.
That could happen. Legit.
Pete, give me an 18th round running back pick.
I was just dumpster diving for mine.
Malik is gone.
Dude, take Kenny McIntosh.
I'll take Keyonte Ingram.
I did the Malik Davis click. I was considering Ferguson if he fell to me as my Dallas, but I needed something on Dallas with my big Detroit onslaught. So I had to take
Ferguson just to lock in some week 13 tight end.
Did you consider Jelani Woods for your Richardson stack?
No. I think your Richardson outs are not really about him throwing a bunch of touchdowns. I think it's he scores two rushing touchdowns on 112 yards. Oh,
but you just said the safety net for the Pittman click is Anthony Richardson.
As the screenshot armor, not in like actual projection. It's literally screenshot armor. Dave taking Cedric Tillman because he just can't quit Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns is good.
David, I needed a little bit of Browns exposure.
Davis, are you drafting teams in building out armor specifically for the screenshot posts? Is that part of your filter? Like if Herzig made the pyramid for things, it's like ADP value, construction, screenshot armor, week 17 correlation.
Screenshot armor is like the third layer of the pyramid, where it's like people can't comment on your team like yikes, you know, like that's the goal. You got to avoid that.
Oh man, the key is to never post a team on Twitter, stream all of your drafts, incentivize people via a giveaway to leave comments, and then have them be worried if they trash your team that you might remove their comment and remove their entry from the giveaway. Mostly stay flattering things. That's the play.
I've gotten like $77 in rake back on from cardio clubs. So like, who's to say who the real winner is?
Speaking of which, we are doing the Underdog Cardio Club live event in Brooklyn on Friday. Not too late to fly up, Davis. I think you would you'd be a great fixture at this event.
I have like four weddings this fall. I'm like maxed out on vacation days. It's too much.
Yeah, and I'm busy too.
Kitchen. I mean, it's not a pickleball event. So,
Dave, how's the weight loss going? What's the diet like? What's your exercise routine like?
So I can show screenshots of.
I'm not asking about pickleball. I'm asking about like your cardiovascular health.
I'm not talking about taking first place in pickleball. I do need to tell you after you said you hurt your back. So pickleball in the championship. Obviously we won, but like first game of the tournament, I tweaked my back, did not stretch beforehand, tweaked my back, proceeded to play 14 more games. And, my back the next day, I could not move. It took until the following Wednesday, Dan Bock will attribute, or testify to this, but that I had to order a back brace.
One of us got hurt deadlifting 405 pounds. One of us got hurt playing a pickleball tournament. We are not the same. Yeah.
One of us won the whole tournament with his co-worker, and it was a great time.
Did you really make your family sit out in the summer heat for like 8 hours while you played?
They wanted to. There's a splash pad near there. They went home at one point. But when they came up to me and said, "Daddy, you're a champion," like, come on.
That sounds like one of those tweets that MAGA account says, "My child said, you know, why is the patriarchy being ruined by this Barbie movie, Dad?"
That's classic.
That's what that sounds like.
They got to see their dad compete, and they've never really gotten to see that. And so that was a big moment.
How many pounds are you down?
I am down now in the 140s. It was a big win. Shout out to our Swole 60.
You do not weigh 140 pounds.
Davis, please.
David, that is less than I weigh.
Or 240s. Sorry.
Okay. You said 140?
Yeah. I said 140s. 240s. So
I'm down 19 pounds.
I'm down 18 pounds.
God damn it, dude. You're fucking going to kill me. Keegs is going to kill like this the weight loss bet, because I've got this going in Kitchens or in Peter's Deposit Kingdom. And one of the guys is taking it very seriously and one of them isn't. But the guy who's taking it super seriously is like going to fucking lap me.
So I'm just back to intermittent fat, like Swole 60. There's a whole bunch of requirements. One of them is intermittent fasting and basically they're tiers. So every few weeks you move up a tier. Right now, my eating window, it's consistently.
You're doing tier based dieting. I thought you would throw kind of tiers out the window and just kind of live a little, Dave.
Yeah. What are you eating? What are your meals like?
Like burrito bowls, and then lean protein, and stopping the eating window at 8 o'clock. And usually I end with a Fairlife protein, 30 gram of protein. I've also got like these right here.
Cherry Fairlife is such a hack. The Fairlife is like just an unbelievable.
Especially if you get it at Costco. Costco has like an exclusive brand. It's 30 grams of protein. Sometimes I'll put an extra scoop of protein. Also, of course, the creatine in there. Here's the thing, though.
Have you upped it from 5 milligrams yet? You taking 10?
Yes, I have. Thank you. Thank you for that. Here's the thing is, in our group, you know, we share our strengths and our weaknesses. My two weaknesses are eating late, like just binge eating, especially while I'm watching something. And the second weakness is like getting to a gym. Still struggling with that second weakness. It's really hard for me to choose gym over just going to play pickleball or just going into the office. And when I go in the office, I'm like, well, there's a gym in the office. I'll just go work out there. And then I've got to make like consistent time for it or just build my own gym in my garage.
Do you have a program? Cause like, if you don't know what you're doing, you're never going to go to the gym. Like you should like pay for an app or what, or have someone write you a program.
I've been working out like for a long time. So just the basic routine.
That doesn't answer my question. Like, are you doing push pull legs? Are you doing like a bro split? Like what?
Yeah. Your typical three day split. Chest and tries, back and buys, shoulders with the chest, and then legs on the third day. So that's, you know, that's where I'm at. So anyways, Davis, how's it going with you?
I mean, I'm just hungry all the time.
You got to eat more healthy fats. You have to, Davis.
Super important. You're trying to lose weight, like healthy fats is a good practice in your life if you're at a weight that you feel comfortable with. But if you're trying to lose weight, you can't.
But Davis, really, it's not just about losing fats. The weight. And this is what I'm trying to tell you.
You guys both giving each other like very serious advice while also fully admitting how much you guys are struggling to lose weight yourself is just
no. I am not struggling.
This is a belt. I had to wear a belt because my shorts falling off of me.
So, I am not struggling. I'm losing about 3 pounds a week right now and like sleeping really good and feeling really good.
You're not losing 3 pounds a week, Davis. That is not sustainable.
Do the math.
That would be a lot.
I was 184 on July 3rd. It's August 2nd, and I'm 164.
You game the system, and this first, it's a lot of water weight. It's a lot of like sodium stuff. Like you're not going to be able to keep on doing 3 pounds a week. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, it'll probably hurt yourself
in the long run.
Degenerate card collector is not having a good time.
Yeah, he's out.
He was tuning in for our COVID streams when we were talking about, you know, the physical card market. Davis had that was back when you were like shipping cards back and forth.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if anyone wants to buy any of this shit, I'll send you every card I have. There are some nice cards in there for $1,000. You can have every card I have.
Okay.
To get rid of these.
Yeah, pop culture. Have you guys seen Oppenheimer or the Barbie movie yet?
I saw Barbie movie on Friday.
You did?
Finally got a date. Yeah, well, when you get a date night and you look at the two movies, and how would I know that one of them has an exactly a 3-hour runtime and the other an hour 54? Those are the things you look at.
I get it. I get it.
But I will say, speaking of the I never do this. I went fucking ham on concessions. I just went full bore. We're talking popcorn, peanut M&Ms, the Reese's PCs. We're talking Sour Patch Kids. We're talking Lux Level, ordering the appetizers and the chicken finger bites. We're talking a large soda. We're talking a margarita before I went ham, and it felt incredible.
Okay. I went and saw a movie a couple weeks ago, and I was eating healthy trail mix. And yeah, that is. Show me now. Show me now.
What would Kitchens? I mean, what would Kitchens? Uncanny. What would Kitchens Ken job be, Peter?
Ooh, man. Let's see. Yeah, anywhere else that Kitchen drafts his teams would be a 10. I think is the song for Kitchen. What would Kitchen's job be?
You'd be Stream Ken, obviously.
Stream Ken. I think Kitchen would be the new wave pickleball Ken. He would be
pickleball Ken. Pickleball
and he would Ken. Be just slightly not svelte to just be like, yeah, you don't have to be in that good of shape to play pickleball. setting realistic body image goals for future pickleball players.
What would Dave? Would Davis have a job? For
I'm for I'm
Davis
forearm,
would be skateboarder. Skateboarder.
I'm, I'm forearm tattoo Ken.
Plug your skate film, Davis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, on my Twitter, you guys can go and see it. A Moment for Jazz. I made a skateboarding video. I didn't make it. I was in it. My friend Kennedy filmed and edited. It's like 18 minutes long. It's like we worked on it for like 2 years. And it's a big
2 years.
It's a skateboarding video. That's hard. It's hard out there in these streets. I mean, can't really skate outside that much in the winter. We tried a little bit, but it's pretty tough.
Did I see on your Instagram, you guys got to do like a screening at like a private theater?
Yeah. We rented out a movie theater here in Kansas City. We got DVDs made, so we sold DVDs for like $5 a pop there to try and get some of the money back. But it was sick, dude. Like a bunch of people came, like probably like, I don't know, probably like 300 people came. It was awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
Davis, add me back to Instagram. Like unblock me.
Wait, wow. you seriously have Kitchen blocked on Instagram?
Yeah, because he was. I don't want my Instagram shit on Twitter. I want no overlap between my fantasy football personality and my real life. And Kitchen screen grabbed one of my Instagrams and put it on Twitter. So I was like, no more. That's it.
Is your Instagram Beta. Public or private?
It's public. Like you can find it, but. I just don't. Most people have enough common sense to understand that I want these things separate.
But if Kitchen was inclined to screenshot, he could still easily do that.
If he really wanted to go out of his way and create a burner,
that's what
account,
I'm saying. I still can. Like, I still have like the RG account or any other like corporate account I could sign on, but.
I respect both sides. I do think private account, if that was your actual thing. On the other hand, I separate stuff I post on Instagram. I don't.
Well, my stuff was, it was private.
Yeah, I
for
separate
a while.
Too, but this was just a joke. This is like Davis did something silly and I posted it on Twitter as a joke.
Was this the and old, instead of, was this a long,
instead of him
was
talking
this the dink,
to me about it? Yeah.
Is this no, this was like, I, this is like when I yes, was like a single 21. This is like when I was a single 21 year old trying
it was
to
Jennings
get like,
wedding weekend in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember yeah. that yeah. story.
So
point being,
so this was...
I don't want my
Davis,
life on Twitter.
I will not post it. I abide when you talked about the wedding, I didn't do anything in the wedding. I was a good boy. So I just want a peek of what's going on with you.
All right, I'll unblock you, Dave.
Unblock.
Life hack. So my girls are obsessed with Dude Perfect. Like they go around doing like Dude Perfect stunts, everything else. So based like there is a guy on there, card throwing guy, Rick Smith Jr. And he actually came to the RG office about 4 or 5 years ago and did a video there. And so I showed them this Dude Perfect video. And the next video I showed was Rick Davis coming to the RG office and doing some tricks and card throwing stuff. And they thought it was so cool that I was on TV. And I did not have the heart to tell them that, like, Daddy's on TV a lot. Because, like, this is footage that I don't want them to see until they're, you know.
What, like old Grinders Live?
Yeah. No, the video that I was on, or the video I don't want them to see?
The video you don't want them to see.
Yeah, I don't want them to see, like Swolecast.
What about, like, what about have you shown them Roto Girder CEO David Kitchen? Do they know about that?
Kitchen, no. We don't even have the our viewer retention isn't even enough to keep people in our demographic watching this video, much less your girls. We don't have to worry about them ever sitting through a full Swolecast.
Yeah, but Kara's already, she still feels the burn of when Davis rejected her whenever he came over.
Oh, she does not. Yes, she does. She's 2 years old.
No, she's still she is. Wasn't she like 1.5?
Yeah, she was a
baby.
She's
still, like, that stuff, it keeps with you. All right, let's wrap this up. Final thoughts. Oh, let's just go ahead and look at our teams. Get these people what they want.
I don't think this is what they want, honestly.
Yeah. No, D-Gen Card Collector intimated that this is what
come back, D-Gen Card Collector. We're about to land the plane with a recap of our teams, and we'll throw in which of these guys we think you should get in the Panini Press or whatever.
So I got the two Dolphin studs with Reek and A-Chain. Got T. Higgins a stack with Mahomes and camp standout Sky Moore. Madison's going to be the RB1. DeAndre Hopkins is a top 2-round guy. James Cook, next Tony Pollard, is what people are saying. So if you get articles, of course.
I love it. You're grinding content. You said you're watching ADP chasing. You're checking in with the projections team. You're reading RotoViz. Look at you, man.
That's what I'm saying. I told you guys this would happen. I don't. Like, people want to know how I make finals every year for best ball. This is the recipe. I gradually get into it, and then I go hard.
How tilted are you going to be if I make finals this year and that you, like, lost, like, 25%
I would be tilted, David.
Comic bit.
I promise. I want you to make the finals. You making the finals makes everything better. We can say on the show.
We can advertise every off-season show next year.
It just adds to the marketing cachet.
Imagine it right now, guys. The Week 17 show is going to be incredible. You two are going to be in the finals. You're going to be talking swaps, and Davis and I are going to be sweating a $25 JSN versus Tyler Lockett bet. I mean, this show is going to have
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm going to be signing the Leone 20s to boost up JSN's media projection.
That's so funny. Is like, literally, we could just put one of us could put our thumbs on the scales and be like, look, just give JSN 1% more of the target share. increase his yards per target, like 2% in the back end.
Oh. Rounding out this, Mingo, who I think is going to be a stud. Gibson's going to get all the pass catching work. You've got Gerald Everett in the 13th. Lots of experts choosing him as the guy to pick in the 13th round. Even some Fantasy Life experts, I see.
Even a little appealing to authority there with this team review. Love this.
Shakir, who honestly is like Cooper Kupp light, Davis. Not sure if you.
What are we doing?
I've never heard in my life.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, Shakir is Cooper Kupp light. And then Bryce Young, who we just don't know.
Brown is Cooper Kupp light.
Do you know how Dave? It's so funny how Dave's brains work. This is how he got there. So on Monday on Ship Chasing, JJ said that Cooper Kupp is like 19 guys down the list of Sims for Khalil Shakir in his model, and that's how Dave got there for Cooper Kupp light.
I listen to guys who I take all of it. It comes into this mind, and then it just – you see how this sausage is made. And then the last pick is Cedric Tillman, who I think people are sleeping on this Browns offense. I really do. So Davis, you want to take us through your team?
The funny, the guy who takes Deshaun Watson in every draft thinks people are sleeping on this Browns offense.
Yeah. My team, pretty basic bitch team. I've got Justin Fields. I've got Justin Fields double stacked with Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet, a Drake London bring back. I've got Anthony Richardson stacked with Michael Pittman Jr. and a Hunter Renfrow bring back. Got Derrick Henry, the big dog. Then Alvin Kamara, Elijah Mitchell, Dante Foreman, Kenneth Gainwell, and Keontae Ingram for a 6 running back build to help me get through that Kamara suspension. Although he is meeting with the commish.
He can only be one game.
Yeah, we could see something happen there. I did take Cooper Kupp a whole one spot after 0.9 spots after ADP, rounding it out with Pickens, Rushy Rice. And then it's a Mark Andrews team with no correlation, and then Jake Ferguson to backstop the double week 13 buys at tight end.
Davis, did you have any pause taking Kalir Shakir plus at 105?
I looked through my projections and I was like, Khalil Shakir or Cooper Kupp here. It was pretty close. Ultimately, I decided that the top wide receiver on the Rams is better than the fourth wide receiver on the Buffalo Bills.
I've got lots of digs. Shakir is my like handcuff for if something happens to Diggs. Shakir then becomes a top 2 round pick, you know? So
it's like the same thing for Kupp. Like if Van Jefferson gets hurt, then it's Cooper Kupp to the moon.
No, it might be Puka Nacua, who actually got taken before I could take a stab at him in the 18th. All right, Peter.
All right. I did a 277 two build, lots of familiar faces on this team. I did a Geno Smith double stack with both JSN and Tyler Lockett. There's good people on both sides of the debate. Brought it back with Pat Freiermuth. Did a little Lions onslaught with Goff, Gibbs, Amon-Ra, and Laporta. And then, of course, a little cheeky Malik Davis week 17 bring back. The rest of the running backs, along with Gibbs and Malik Davis, DeAndre Swift, Javonte Williams, Chuba Hubbard, Gus Edwards, and Joshua Kelly, had to sneak in a little Chargers bring back for my Denver stack there. Wide receivers, Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra, Jerry Jeudy, JSN, Lockett, Rondale Moore, and Marvin Mims. Had to take the opportunity to get a Mims share at ADP before this rise. And then Pat Freiermuth, Laporta, tight end there.
Dan says, Overzet and Kitchen clearly won this draft. So appreciate that.
Can I tell you, hang on, why Dan's here? I almost replied to a Dan Bach tweet last night. I literally wrote out the reply and then I said, I'm not going to get farmed. Dan Bach had a tweet, but I get farmed on shows. I'll get farmed video. I just don't get farmed on Twitter. So Dan said, can we fast forward 5 years? This next political cycle is going to be unbearable. And I almost replied, Dan, and I need you to answer. Would you actually lop off 5 years from your life to wake up in 2028, watching your kids grow older? Like, is it that bad that you would slice off 5 years from your life? That was my question for you, Dan.
Here's the thing. I cannot fast forward past the first time that Donald Trump calls Ron DeSantis Rob on stage. I refuse to fast forward through that moment.
Degenerate card collector, come back. We're talking politics.
It's going to make DeSantis so mad. It's going to be so funny. I cannot wait.
My kids are going through puberty. He does want to fast forward.
Yeah, that is true. Davis, who's the Hunter Biden of this year's draft class?
It's Dalton Kincaid, I think.
Yeah. every day there's a new Dalton Kincaid story, but nothing happens. There's no movement.
In Chess Liam is President Biden in this case, just always mopping up his son's mistakes.
All right, that'll do it. You can find Davis's stuff over there on Sports Grid, TakeCast also. Peter's got the Fantasy Life newsletter, which I really like the Fantasy Life newsletter, Peter. You know, we talked about In Harden's, his guys who to draft each round. So I don't really have anything to plug other than I'm just consuming lots of information. I'm using the Spike Week tools. Using the listening to Stefania Bell on the Establish the Run podcast. Like that's how much I'm grinding. I'm listening to soft tissue injuries. Like what's going to happen? You can't fast forward through DNA. It's one of the things I learned on the podcast. So just taking that all in, but football is here. We are going to be watching actual snaps, not training camp highlights, not practice, but actual
Dave, games. Can we get a hot take for the Hall of Fame game?
I don't have any, but I can tell you, you want to go to rotogrinders.com because Chris Cimino and Mr. Total 05 are straight up grinding preseason.
I already know right now, Cimino is going to be so in on Israel Abanikanda in that game.
Oh, he is.
He's going to be, I don't even have to, I literally do not even have to read it to know how much Abanikanda he's going to want to play.
I had plenty of shares on DK as well until this whole Dalvin nonsense. I feel like he's going to get washed out. All right. Nick says, you guys got time to build a showdown lineup? No, but maybe on Pete's after stream, he can build one.
You're right. I have been doing, Swolecast After Dark for YouTube members, immediately following all the Swolecast shows. Yeah. We actually just watch back what we just did and do kind of like a director's commentary on it.
Yeah.
So this is when Kitchen was told he could be Pickleball Ken.
All right, that will do it. This was a fun show. I'm getting excited for the season starting, and it seems like we're all kind of coming back to the same spot, and that is just agreeing that you want to live a little in your drafts and just have fun out there because nothing else matters. So that will do it. Thanks to producer Sosa for helping out. Thanks to everyone that stuck with us throughout all the different topics, and we'll see you next week here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.